We're going to talk about the teaching of LGBTQ history. Let's talk to somebody who knows a little bit more about this. State Representative Anna Moeller is on a phone line. Anna, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, John? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your time, and thank you for this conversation. So tell me a little bit about this bill and where it is. It's the law now, right? Has it not yet? It was signed, correct?
It was, yes. Governor Pritzker signed this last Friday.
And so what does it say? I read the law. I read the bill. I guess it's the law now. But it seems to me a little vague in exactly what will happen in the classrooms.
Sure. Well, so the law does two things. The first thing is that it requires that any state funding for textbooks can only be used on textbooks that are non-discriminatory in portraying people from all classes that are protected under the Illinois Human Rights Act. The second thing that it does is it requires that when school districts are teaching history, that they include the contributions of LGBT people in the curriculum. And incorporating them within the curriculum, ensuring that we are not ignoring or leaving out the contributions of significant people throughout history. So that we have a greater understanding of people who have come before us and shaped the society in which we live. The bill does not require a special class be taught on the subject matter. It does not require a certain amount of time be spent on the subject matter. It gives school districts a maximum flexibility in how they introduce the subject, but it does require that schools no longer ignore the fact that we've had LGBT people throughout history who've done incredible things that have, you know, it shaped our society. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what the bill does.
So I guess what one school teaches could be radically different than the way another school would teach it.
Yes, I mean, as it is right now with the teaching of history and movements that have shaped our society, you are going to see variation. We see variation right now between the way one teacher teaches, World War II versus how another teacher might approach the subject matter. We anticipate this will be the same with the subject matter, but there are resources that will be made available to teachers when they are trying to incorporate this history in their curriculum, in their lesson plan. The Legacy Project is a local organization in Chicago that has done extensive academic research and has materials that will be made available to schools who want to talk about the contributions of LGBT individuals throughout history. So like Jane Addams, the founder of Hull House in Chicago, the godmother of social work in the United States, who was a lesbian. Sally Ride, who was a very famous astronaut, first woman astronaut in space. All of these different individuals and many more who we think students should learn about and understand their identities so that people understand that there have been LGBT individuals throughout history who have done incredible things for our society.
I wonder how that would I literally wonder, like, how that would read and what a quiz would look like on that. And would it be something that would just be touched on over the course of one day when the teacher was talking? Or would they pepper the conversation all semester long with, and by the way, Sally Ride was gay or Casimir Pulaski was gay or something like that? I just wonder how they integrate that.
Well, this will be up to the school districts and the schools on how they incorporate the material. But as I said, there will be resources made available.
Sure.
Sample lesson plans that teachers can use.
I understand that, but my guess is that maybe downstate, where maybe this whole notion doesn't play that well, you know, some history teacher may say, and by the way, Sally Ride, she was gay. Okay, page two.
Yeah.
And they're done with that. And there's no need to or ability to monitor that. It is what it is. I don't know if you would just comment on that some might give it short shift and others might, you know, spend plenty of time on it.
Sure. And we would hope that they wouldn't give it short shrift, that they would understand the intention behind the bill. And the fact that this act understanding and knowing about this history is a benefit to all students. You know, it creates a more comprehensive understanding of history and people and events that have shaped our society. So we would hope that that's not the way that it's presented. And the groups, the advocates, the Equality Illinois and the Safe School Alliance are going to be working with the State Board of Education and the Illinois Teacher Federation and the Illinois Education Association to talk about implementing this curriculum so that it is presented in a thoughtful and meaningful way in the schools throughout the state. So we understand that implementation is going to be very important, but at the same time, you know, my husband is a history teacher. He teaches eighth grade history. I know the way that he presents history is probably different than, you know, a colleague down the hall from him. Every teacher has their own style.
Well, let me read you a couple of the texts that are coming in now. John, why do we need to know historical people's sexuality? It should not define their accomplishments. You know, maybe if we come far enough, we don't have to know or care that Sally Ride's orientation was this or that. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Sure. I mean, that was a common question that I had from colleagues, and, you know, certainly during this, when this bill was introduced. And my response is that we don't realize it, but understanding who a historical figure was and who their family was is integral and important to understanding that person and why and how they were able to accomplish what they did. And so when we learn about Abraham Lincoln, we learn about his family, Mary Todd, and his children. It's part of who he was, and it influenced who he was as a president.
Are you saying that Abraham Lincoln was gay?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying we know about his family. Whereas when you're learning about a gay, an individual in history who may have been gay, that portion of his or her life has been ignored or redacted because there's been a stigma attached to being gay or lesbian.
Well, there's a lot of historical figures whose orientation we don't know, but it's debated. And
this will not get into that.
The waters are so murky about people's orientation then and or now. And then I think the other thing is, okay, so Sally Ride was this very successful, famous astronaut. There's tragedy involved, but we know her and we should know of her. And if her orientation is part of that, fine. But I think that that sort of data point, if you will, about her is one thing. What will, I think, be upsetting to a lot of other people is if we try to, oh, God, I got to pick my words carefully here. Pass judgment. I think there's an audience out there that feels that it's, well, for one thing, some people think it's sinful. Obviously, we're talking about public schools. It's not my view, but I'm just thinking of all of the different views out there and how squishy people get about this and how upsetting to a lot of parents it's going to be if their kids, instead of learning reading and writing arithmetic, are coming home learning something like this. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, and that's exactly why this bill was introduced. It's to get rid of that negative stigma. It's to show positive role models to students, both students who may be LGBT and feeling isolated and feeling like they don't have positive role models that they can look to in history or in society. And it's also important for straight children to know that there were extraordinary LGBT people in history who did extraordinary things, and the slurs and the negative stereotypes that they have been exposed to will be challenged by that. So this is exactly why this bill was introduced and why it's so important. It's to change the perception and end the negative stereotypes and falsehoods about the LGBT community. It's very powerful when children have role models that they can look up to and know that, you know, these people did amazing things and they were gay and they were lesbian. And, you know, that's something that can be life-changing for children.
630 said, oh my God, teach kids how to read first. Why do we have to mention a person's sexuality and their accomplishments? This is ridiculous. The next text says, you have some seriously conservative districts in southern Illinois. They won't touch this topic. John says, 630, so a child can graduate eighth grade and even high school not knowing basic geography, and yet they need to know LGBT history before they can graduate eighth grade. Is it true that, I mean...
That part, I think that's a misreading of the bill. They're not going to be specifically tested in LGBT history before they can graduate. That section of the bill talks about that they have to pass history. And, you know, this is one aspect of history, but they have to know the Constitution. They have to take a Constitution test before they can graduate.
Okay, so they have to pass history. This will be part of the curriculum. They could fail the quiz on this, if you will, and still pass the class.
Right.
Fair enough, yeah.
And we're certainly not supplanting knowledge of geometry or math with LGBT history. This is incorporated into the existing curriculum, the existing programming that's already offered in schools. It's basically saying stop ignoring the fact that there have been people who were LGBT in history and show their whole lives. Let's be honest and comprehensive about people's lives and not.
Have you seen what the curricula guidelines will look like? Like you said, there's materials that are available. Is that stuff that I wasn't able to find that? You've seen that? Do we know exactly what will be put forward in front of the teachers?
Well, it'll be up to the teachers to develop their lesson plans around this, but they'll be there. They don't have to use the lesson plan that the Legacy Project will be has available for them, but they'll be made accessible. And there, a lot of schools are already incorporating this history. I have a friend who lives in my community who teaches in Palatine High School. She already incorporates this this information in her curriculum because she wants her students to know, the full history of people who've impacted our world. So a lot of teachers are already doing this.
Really? So a lot of teachers who are teaching history will, if the person they're talking about was LGBTQ, was somewhere in one of those letters, they'll point that particular fact out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's already being done in a lot of, because I use Abraham Lincoln as an example. We talk a lot about his family. We talk about Martin Luther King and his family. We talk about women leaders and how they've shaped our society. We talk about their families. This is the same thing. This has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with identity and who these people are as real, full human beings. Huh.
That's really interesting. All right. So next fall? Is that when this will actually be implemented then?
Yes. Yes. The 2020 school year.
And I'm older.
So there'll be plenty of time for schools to start gathering resources and books and other materials that they can use to help present this material.
Anna is a 43rd district representative, a former city council member in Elgin. Is that where you make your home these days, Anna?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I appreciate your time. This may be a conversation that we'll have again down the road, but I sure appreciate you giving us the highlights so far today.
Thank you. I truly appreciate your interest, and I'd be happy to talk more about this.
Anna Mohler is a Democrat from the 43rd. Is it important to know that Sally Ride was gay? I guess it was. I think it's going to be controversial or upsetting for some people. That's not a reason to not do it. Progress is always upsetting to some people. But I'm also stammering a lot here because I don't want to sound like that guy. I'm not that guy that isn't an LGBTQ supporter.
No, I mean, we know you're not that guy. That makes sense. You don't have, it's not a...
Okay, well, thank you for that, because I don't think I'm representing myself very well here.
Well, you're not, and that's why I'm trying to help.
So here's some texts. Will there be a sexual identity clause for every person discussed, John? Abe Lincoln straight, Freddie Mercury gay, Betsy Ross straight? I don't know the answer to that question, but she kept referencing Abe Lincoln. And I thought, okay, so the Lincolns dealt with mental health issues and the loss of a child and stuff. I didn't know why she kept bringing up the Lincolns, as we know about their family. I don't know what exactly she was talking.
There have been whispers that Abraham Lincoln was gay.
Well, that's what I thought she was saying. I'm like, okay, let's go. Is Abe gay? And she says, no. Okay, well then, why do we keep talking about him? Because I think he might have been. John, here's my question. Are the social studies teachers saying, here's information about Abraham Lincoln. He was heterosexual, married to Mary, etc. Will that be part of the teaching? Literally, will we discuss the orientation of individuals so we know? I don't have an answer to that. John, prior to your interview, I had no knowledge of what the new bill meant. Now that I've listened to her, I disagree with it. It's odd to bring up historical figures' sexual identity in most learning situations, and I don't feel in most cases it matters. I think that is what my point is. Of course I'm on that side, but I don't think it's necessary to tell people that. Not necessarily to hide it, of course, but I don't think that it necessarily has to be, and this is the point, has to be part of the curriculum. If we had a social studies class, then the gay pride movement, the hashtag Me Too movement, the LGBTQ movement, of course would be part of a curriculum that talks about the 21st century. I mean, yeah, but I'm not sure that it needs to be plugged into some of these other lessons. 317, kudos, John. My brother-in-law is gay. I hearken and respect his struggles, as well as many in the LGBT community. But this bill was not well thought out at all, and the sponsor of it just proved it on your show. I'm an educator, and I do as much positive teaching around what is a very difficult topic in the classroom. I appreciate the time you spent on this. Very helpful. I don't think I helped at all. Looking for the language of the law itself. Here it is. In public schools only, the teaching of history shall include a study of the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and this state. The teaching of history shall also include a study of the role of labor unions and their interaction with government in achieving the goals of a mixed free enterprise system. No pupils shall be graduated from the eighth grade of any public school unless he or she has received such instruction in the history of the United States and gives evidence of having a comprehensive knowledge thereof.
Now that's crazy, I think. The union thing is clearly just political.
I don't know why that's the next sentence. That makes no sense. Because there's no connection between the gays and the unions, or the LGBTQ and the organized labor.
But they're big Democratic donors, and the unions are under attack.
Oh! The teaching of history shall also include a study of the role of labor unions and their interaction with government in achieving the goals of a free enterprise system.
Now,
unions are good.
I'm pretty much for unions for the most part. But and that's crazy.
Other language that preceded this says the teaching of history shall include a study of the role and contributions of African Americans and other ethnic groups, including but not restricted to the Polish, the Lithuanians, Germans, Hungarians, Irish, Bohemians, Russians, Albanians, Italians,
ooh,
Czechs,
close.
Slovaks. You're worried the Italians are going to get aced out? Not a chance, Bucky. French, Scots, Hispanics, Asian Americans, etc.
Who did they not name?
I know. What if you were just... And it's funny, too, because...
Portuguese.
Well, but there's the etc. Isn't that funny? And you have to teach all of these groups plus the etc's. Who are the etc's? And the history of this country and state, the contributions of all of these people. I'll tell you what, the wording of that sentence is just, it's a textbook on the politics of getting things in curricula. The teaching of history shall include a study of the role of the contributions of African Americans and other ethnic groups, right? African Americans up front, make sure we get that box checked. Oh, you guys want to get in that room too? Okay, come on in. Who's coming in? And then they just start to do it. Albanians, Lithuanians, Germans, Hungarians, Irish, Bohemians. Bohemians.
UAW.
And the union. And so the LGBTQ community said, well, we're not on there. We're not even in the et ceteras. So now they're in there too. So good luck to you. Hey, good luck to you if you're a history teacher. Props to you, man, because if you're a history teacher and you're listening to me right now in...
trying to find someone from Liechtenstein who's contributed to Illinois history.
No, I think south of I-80, this is going to be problematic. I'm a little surprised they got the bill passed. I mean, you think about it, aren't there as well... I guess most of the legislators, you know, the acres are red, but the people are blue in Illinois. So I guess most of the lawmakers are from the city and the immediate surrounding suburbs. And so you don't really have to care what they think about this in Effingham, because there aren't that many people in Effingham. Okay. Oh, look at that. All my phone lines are ringing.